The accent seems to be on the secondary for the numbers that you don't like in terms of pass defense. And is that totally fair, or maybe is the pass rush maybe getting a little break here where you always talk about how they go hand-in-hand coverage and rush, and everybody seems to focus on the cornerbacks. What's going on with the pass rush, in your opinion? Has it been consistent?
I think our pass rush has been consistent. You know, I don't know if it's been consistently dominant. That, you know, that would be the thing. I think they, you know, guys who get rid of it quickly, we're not getting there. Guys who hold it a little bit, we are getting there.
I think two games against Brees, you know.
Well, he's one that doesn't hold it very long, and when he does, he has great pocket presence. Yeah.
How much your defensive background, obviously, how much influence do you have in your defensive meetings? You and Bill collaborate a lot. Just what tickles through your involvement? Are you more involved on defense than, say, offense?
You know, my job as a head coach is to make sure that all three phases mesh together and that we're doing things that are consistent with the philosophy. And that's really what my main job is. I have input in all three phases. We have good coaches. I listen to their opinions. If I don't like something, I say, you know, then I said, I don't want to do that. But not, you know, probably just because it's your background, you may be more apt to stay in there longer. But I try to force myself to do all three. And, you know, then all the other stuff that goes along the roster, those kind of things that I work with Mark on. You know, so I think the day gets gobbled up pretty quickly with all the responsibilities. But I wouldn't say, you know, I just park in one. Out on the field, I do a little bit more sometimes on the defensive side. Just but inside, not really.
When you, Craig, when you look at the number of big passing plays, in this league they consider that 20 yards or more,
mm-hmm.
and it's 66 already this season with two more games to go, more than even last year's team, which was, you know, gave up a lot of yards in general. Even when you had Aqib Talib or you had Eric Wright, there were still a lot of big passing plays. When you've had that many for this long, could it be something schematically? Is it sound? What's going on? Are you concerned? Is it just personnel, or just? I know it's never one thing. I mean, we've talked about, you know, sometimes there's a bust here, but in general, with that many big plays in the passing game and such a disparity between the run defense and the pass defense, what do you make of it?
Well, there's a lot of things you just said there. The disparity is because we're playing very good run defense. We're not playing as well on pass defense. The word sound, when you throw the word sound around to a coach, there's probably not a bigger indictment than that. There's no doubt in my mind that it's as sound can be. Now, are we always executing it properly? Do we have the right people executing it? And can there be changes to it? Sound and best are two different things. You know, there might be a better scheme for the people that we have on a particular play. I mean, certainly we try to build around what we have. You don't, you know, this isn't exactly what we've done in the past, that I've done in the past, or what Bill's done in the past. We try to build it to the personnel that we have. But is it sound? Yeah, I think if you're not sound, then you really need to be, you know, doing something else for a living. I think at this level, you don't find many things that are unsound, you know, not at the professional level.
Right. And I didn't mean that to be an indictment.
No, I'm just telling you the way that coaches look at it. Yeah.
It's a loaded word and mm-hmm. one that you probably didn't appreciate. But
I don't care. I'm just cleaning it up, you know.
but in general, when you're that good in run defense,
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to help your pass defense. It just doesn't seem, you know, just trying to work through it in my mind that you know, you're wanting to get teams. You have a lot of TFLs. You want them in second and long,
mm-hmm.
third and long. Those are win downs for your pass defense in general.
So we haven't played good third down defense. You know, in the beginning of the year, the first couple of weeks, we were really good. Like we were 25%, 21%, 28%. I mean, you don't see that in this league. And then it quickly, you know, now is that personnel changes, things that happen? You know, you can attribute it to anything. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I keep saying nobody cares. Right, get it done. This is a get it done league. There's 32 of them in the whole world. Get it done. We're not getting it done right now. We have to keep working at it. We will. We'll get it done. But right now, you know, it's not exactly the way you'd like it to be.
Very good.
Josh has had a lot of success with the long ball this year. Passes 30 to 40 yards, connecting on 62%. 10 to 20, he's about 45. You would think the shorter passes are easier.
Yeah, it's a little bit opposite, right?
Yeah. Is there a common issue there? I mean,
he's a really good deep ball thrower. That's number one. We have really good deep ball receivers. From there, there's a lot of things. You know, why isn't the intermediate game better? It needs to get better. Again, it keeps coming back to the question. You know, there's never one thing. It's partial scheme. It's partial people. It's partial haven't had enough time doing it yet. You know, all those things. But at the end of the day, it's not one thing. And I think in anything you build, my experience has been that over a long period of time, you get it all of a sudden. You know, so some things might not be working. All of a sudden, it's going to click. And it's not. It didn't just click. It's all the cumulative attempts before that you learned and you experienced together, and then all of a sudden you get it. And I believe we're going to get it in the intermediate game because we've done some really good things. I always look at it like this. We were 28% in third down. We have done nice things. If you can do it, now why can't you do it consistently? Now, if you've never done it, then that's a different story, right? So we've been able to do it. We just haven't been able to do it consistently, and that's kind of been the word from the beginning that I've been talking about is consistency. We have good players, you know, really good players. So how do we get them to do it consistently? We have to coach better. We have to help them more, right? It'll happen.
Greg, with all the upheaval on the offensive line, what's it meant for you to have a guy like Donald Penn just kind of being a consistent presence there? And how would you assess how he's played this year?
Well, I think you have two guys that are kind of the rocks of the O-line this year after we lost Davin and Carl, and that was Donald and Jeremy Zuta, right? So those two guys have kind of provided a leadership. And, you know, we've rolled some different guys through, and but you know what? They come to work every day, those two guys. They got a coach in Bob Bostad and Steve Loney. Those two guys are, you know, solid, consistent guys. And I think the position group with guys like Jeremy and Donald kind of follow that model. You know, so I like the guys and I like the attitude they bring to work every day.
It seemed like Donald, though, almost out of necessity, might have to take a little bit more of a leadership role maybe. I mean, have you seen that from him?
Yeah, I have a little bit. I mean, I think he'd be the first to tell you that you know, Davin Joseph was our heart and soul on the offensive line, right? So we lose him in that New England preseason game. I think it was New England, right? Yeah. And then, you know, things have to adjust. And, you know, like we've talked about all the time. You have one of two choices. You can just lay down or you can change, right? You can grow. And then what happens is now when Davin comes back, now we have stronger leadership around Davin, which is going to be great. But that's not now. Now is find a way to win this week, and Donald Penn is going to be a huge part of that. When you look at their two defensive ends, you know, those guys are bringing it, 9.5 and 7.5 sacks. So got our hands full, both he and Dot.
Pro Bowl today. I don't know whether you want to do a sales job, but just in general, just maybe talk about what it would mean to get some recognition for some guys who've had some good seasons this year.
Well, you know, I how much I like and care about our team, so hopefully they'll get recognized. But, you know, I believe your play talks for itself, and I've always believed that. So maybe sometimes over the years, different teams I've coached, maybe they haven't gotten the All-Star recognition because I don't stump like maybe some guys do. But I think that'll come out in the wash when, especially as we get better. The one thing I've always told teams is when you win, you get more credit than you deserve. You know, when all of a sudden, you know, if we're 11-5, right, and going to the playoffs, there's going to be a lot more guys that are considered for the Pro Bowl than, you know, when you're 6-8 right now. And that's life, you know. We good? All right. Thanks, man.